Yep. Okay. We are at the bottom of Kuf Mem Tesim Abayis. Kuf Mem Tesim Abayis. Today is Chaf Hei Elul. Today is the birthday of the world. So you should keep that in mind. Today is the first day, right? Adam Rishon was Nivra on Rosh Hashanah. So working backwards, that was day six of creation. So working backwards, Chaf Hei Elul was the day that the world was Nivra. So it's a special schuz to be able to Oseik BaTorah today. The Stakel Baraisa Bar'am, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, looked into the Torah and was created the world. So too, on this day of the Briyas HaOlam, we are Oseik BaTorah. Okay, five lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda Marav. B'shashi Yarad Osa Rush, we're in the middle of a couple of agaritas related to Nebuchadnezzar. If you remember yesterday, we got into this discussion because there was a statement from Rabbi Yaakov, Breder Debas Yaakov. And one of them was about Nebuchadnezzar. So that's why we are discussing Nebuchadnezzar a little bit more. The Amar Yehuda Marav, B'shashi Yarad Osa Rush, L'Gehenim. When that Russia, when Nebuchadnezzar went down to Gehenim, Rashu called Yardi Gehenim. All the people who were in Gehenim were scared. Amru, they didn't know. Sheva Limshal Emuba, is he coming to be Moshel on them? Talking about themselves in third person. Meaning, is he going to be Moshel on us? Meaning, like he was Moshel yesterday. We mentioned all the agaritas that he was divided the Bishkav Zachar every day to pick another mate. So they were worried. Is he going to be Moshel Aleihem? Olecholos Kamos Emuba, or is he going to be weak like them? See, on the side it changes this to Lecholosh. Chalash is weak. Lecholoshuba. Shnemar Gamata Chuleisa Kamonu Eleinu Nimshalta. So you see in the pasuk, it's a reference to Chuleisa and Nimshalta. So Yatzah Baskol V'Yamar, so the Baskol went out. Again, it's hard for us to know the Baskol and Gehenim, you know, whatever it means. Yatzah Baskol V'Yamar, Mimi Na'amta, from who are you nice, from the word Na'im, Rida Bahashkava Es Ha'arilim, meaning go down, you're an RL too. So therefore, that shows us that he went down and he was not a Moshe. Another Pasuk reference to Nebuchadnezzar, Ech Shavas Nogeis Shavsa Mateva. The Nogeis rested, and the Madheva also stopped. What's the Madheva? Amar Yehuda Marav, Shafsa Uma Zu Sha'amra Medod Vahave. So that's what Madheva means. The Uma that said Medod Vahave rested. Medod, measure, Vahave, and bring. They always used to ask people for things. Bring it over to us. Vigata Amre, or Sha'amra Ma'od Ma'od Havi Below Mida. Bring us a lot without even measuring it. Just bring us a lot. Okay, two ways to interpret the word Madheva. Last pasuk, Urevu Yatira Husfasli. Rashi here explains, based on the psukim in Daniel, that Nebuchadnezzar was on the level for 7 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him kibehema. That means literally or figuratively, he made him kibehema, and then after that, he got in control again, and he was on the throne. And when he was returned to the throne, he describes his own experience as Urevu Yatira, extra greatness, Husfasli. God added on to me. What was that extra greatness? Amar Avidam Arav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Malamed, Sherachav Alari Zachar, he rode on a lion, Vekasher Tanin Brosho, when he tied a snake to its head, Rashi says to function as a holder, as a reins, L'kayim Ashenemar, Vagamis Chayas HaSadeh Nasadilo La'avdo. God gave me Chayas HaSadeh to serve me. Again, there are many chazals that talk about Nebuchadnezzar had a relationship with God. Obviously, already says to him, I just did your work, why am I being punished? Here too, he acknowledges HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean he was a great person. He was a terrible Rasha. But he had an acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, next Mishnah. Lo yiskar adam paulim b'shabbos. A person is not allowed to hire out workers on Shabbos. Can't go arrange your workers on Shabbos. Rashi says, because d'chsiv mimso cheftzicha. The pasuk in Yishayahu Nunches says you're not supposed to be involved in weekday activities. Mimso cheftzicha v'daber davar. Right, that's the pasuk that is the source for a lot of halachos. It starts off with Kibadato Me'asos Chefsecha. That's covered Shabbos as well. So you shouldn't not allowed to hire out workers on Shabbos. Lo Yomar Adam L'Chaner L'Skor L'Po'alim. You're also not allowed to ask your friend to hire out workers for you on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to explain, if you can't do it, why would you think that your friend could do it? So the Gemara is going to explain that. And an interesting Rashi here. The Gemara, second Rashi, the Gemara parak pshita. The Gemara is going to ask, it's obvious. Kiva dehu aser, chaveru namar aser. If he's aser to do something, chaveru is also to do something. Dehal Yisrael hu. After all, his friend's a Jew. Vahashocho over mishum lifnei iver l'ositein mechshol. And anybody, if you send somebody to do this, then you're going to be violating lifnei iver. Okay, so you might think it's a harmless Rashi. But if you think about it, we're talking about Yisurid Zerabanan here. Talking about, you know, you're going to ask somebody to hire out workers on Shabbos, and this is the Rabbanon. So asking somebody to hire out workers for you is asking somebody to do an Issa Rabbanon. Rashi says that violates Lifnei Iver. there's a huge discussion in the poskim. If you are lifnei iver somebody to do an issa d'rabbanan, is that lifnei iver d'araisa? Or is that also lifnei iver d'rabbanan? So Rashi here says beferish. He quotes lifnei iver in this context of asking somebody to do an issa d'rabbanan. He quotes lifnei iver d'araisa. Because right? Some say it's no worse than giving bad advice. Bad advice is just literal. Lifnei iver l'asei mishal. Bad advice is included. So asking him to do an issa d'rabbanan is included. How many achronim can explain this is based on a chakira in the sugya of lifnei iver, which we discussed a couple of years ago. How do you look at the avir of lifnei iver? When I violate lifnei iver of treif, do I violate a little treif? Right, what on my scorecard in Shemayim? Is that what we call an isser prati? I violate treif? Or no, all lifnei ivers go into a separate notebook upstairs. And all it's klali, whatever lifnei iver I do, it's lifnei iver. It's not lifnei iver to nevela, lifnei iver to this. It's lifnei iver. So some say that's an afkamina, if you try to violate get somebody to do a drabbanan, do you violate lifnei iver daraisa? If you say this or klali, isser prati, a specific isser related to this that they try to do, it can't be a daraisa. The whole avera you try to get him to do is a drabbanan. So if it's connected to that, it's got to be a drabbanan. But shaking, if it's an isser klalis, then no, it's more general, and therefore it can even be a daraisa. Again, there are a number of nafkaminas related to klali prati. Let's say lifnei iver of one of the gimel averas. You know, you convince somebody to do shvichas damim. So lifnei iver of gimel, is that your hari valyavar? If somebody says, puts a gun to your head and says, convince Reuben to kill Shimon or else I'm going to kill you. It's lifnei iver of the gimel averas. So is that your hari valyavar or not? So again, it depends. Is it prati connected to the gimel averas or is it klali? No, just general, and it goes all into the lifnei iver docket in Shemayim. Then it wouldn't be. What about lifnei iver of something that you're not obligated in? Let's say I'm gonna try to convince a Kohen to marry a Grusha, and I'm a Yisrael. So, well, lifnei iver, so I do that. So is that, if you say it's lifnei iver of the specific averas, Yisrael's allowed to marry a Grusha. Masha'ekin, if you say it's a klali, that it would get. So again, there are a lot of nafkaminas based on this issue. But again, this Rashi is important because it's quotes lifnei iver by a drabbanan. Next line of the Mishnah. Ein machshichan al tchum l'schar l'polim l'avi peiros. You're not allowed to go. We know that there's going to talk about a lot about it, Bez Hashem, in Maseches Erevin. One is not allowed to go to past one's tchum on Shabbos. Outside of a city, you have 2,000 amos to walk. That's it. Even if you're not carrying anything. It's nothing to do with hotzah. It has to do with the tchum Shabbos. Machokas with this drabbanan udaraisa. So says the Mishnah, let's say you want to hire workers or bring fruit right after Shabbos, something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, midrabbanan, you're not allowed to walk to the edge of the tchum in order to do that right after Shabbos. That's also mimso chefzecha. That's doing involved in weekly activities. You're not supposed to do that. I did also an issue of hachana. That also might be connected. But it's just walking, so I'm not sure if the poskim will consider it hachana. So you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum because that's mimso chefzecha. If you look, Tosfos on the top of the next amud says, it's not dafka to the edge of the tchum. You're not allowed to go even halfway to the edge if it's nikar that what you're doing is for after Shabbos. That's also a violation of mimso chefzecha. The Mishnah only says, till the edge of the tchum, because then it's nikar. Everybody knows that you're edge of the tchum waiting over there. You know, you want to go. So then it's nikar. Then that's a violation. But even earlier, if you're going even halfway there, that would also be a problem if it's nikar to check. Okay. Aval machshichu lishmar maybe pay riyado. But what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to do something after Shabbos that you'd be able to do on Shabbos anyway. In other words, let's say you want to go out to be shomer. You want to go out to guard your fruit, to guard your orchard on Shabbos. You're going to go to the edge of the tchum so you could be there right after Shabbos. So that you're allowed to do because Rashi here explains the yisod of the Tanakhama is anything that you'd be able to do on Shabbos anyway, you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to do it right after Shabbos. That's not a violation of mimso chefzecha because you could do it on Shabbos anyway. So just because you're doing something now in order to do it afterwards, that's not lechora, as I said, not a violation of hachana. You're just walking. Hachana is something significant. We mentioned in the past, for example, let's say you daven in the shul for an offer. If you go to some other shul, so can you bring your talis back home with you? That's a question that many has. So the Rosh Hashanah, according to Rosh Hashanah, says, yeah, because you're no tirchad, what are you doing? You're just carrying your talus. It's just an issue. You're going out of your way. Real hachana. You're putting your dishes away. So that's something. But stop carrying your talus back. You can also say that's not hachana. That's just what you do after you use your talus is you put your talus back. But one of that theorem is that it's a dover she'ein bo tircha klal. That would also be something. So here, just walking, maybe that's why there's no issue of hachana. It's just an issue of mitzvah chafzecha. Yeah. Right, so that's right. So here, like I said, the issue of preparing, so it might not be an issue of preparing unless you're doing more of an activity. Just walking somewhere might not be called preparing.
We just said a minute ago that you that it's nikar that you're doing or after Shabbos, so that you wouldn't even allow to go halfway. So if you're standing at the edge of the Tchum, how do people know what you're doing? But you're doing it for something that's Asur or Mutter.
Right, so the issue here, it's a good question, how would people know what you're doing? So it sounds like the issue isn't just Nikar to others, but it's for you. Is this activity objectively defined as some a violation of Mimsoch Epsicha? So here we would say, because your Kavana is something Mutter, it's not a problem. But you're right, from the outside, you wouldn't be able to know. Kal Amar Abishol, the last line, Abishol adds on an additional point, which the Gemara is going to explain better tomorrow. Kol Sha'ani Zakai Ba'ami Rasso, Rashoi Ani Lahach Shechalov. And the way Rashi explains this is that not only anything that's Mutter on Shabbos I can be Machshich on, but anything that I'm allowed to talk about on Shabbos with a Jew or a Goy to ask them to do on Motzi Shabbos, so that also I'm allowed to be Machshich. So that's a step further. Not only something that I'm able to do on Shabbos, but even something that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos, but I'm allowed to tell somebody to do after Shabbos, so that also I'm allowed to be Machshich. Okay, what are examples of that? We'll see tomorrow. So says the Gemara, Maishra Hu, Maishra Chaveiro, back to the first line of the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say you can't hire any workers on Shabbos? Because you're not allowed to talk about these wages on Shabbos, and also you're not allowed to ask your friend to hire out wages. So push it. If you can't do it, your friend can't do it. Amra, Papa Chaver Nachri. Rabbi says, no, it's talking about your friend who is a Nachri. So the Gilyan Hashas here says, Ayin Tosfos, number of Makoros, including that one, talks about when do you see Chaveiro referring to a Nachri? Usually Chaveiro, Rabbi Apple, or Reacha, or Chavercha, all these Lashonos usually mean Jews. But here is an example where the Mishnah is suggesting, we're going to reject it in a second, but we're suggesting that Chaveiro means Nachri. And that's the Chiddush, that you can't do it and you can't even tell a guy to do it. Maskal Baravashi Amir Lachishus. That's also Pashit Asr. Amir Lanachri is a Shvus, is a Drabanan. As you mentioned many times, there are three or four Makoros for Amir La'akam being Drabanan. There is one Rishon, right, the Urayim and the Smag, that quote, maybe it's based on a Mechulta, it's a Drasha Daraisa. We generally don't assume that way. We assume that Amir La'akam is a Drabanan, either based on Yeshlichus La'akam L'chumra, or based on Mimsoch Hefsecha, Rashi and Avodah Zarah, and other sources. But Amir La'akam is also Asr. So what's the suggestion? Tell a guy. We also know that is Asr. El Amar Avash, you know, Afilo Teima Chavir Yisrael. The Chiddush is, no, you can even you shouldn't tell a Jew, your friend, to do it. But HaKamashla, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush isn't what it says in the Mishnah, but what the diuk that we would make from the Mishnah. Lo Yomar Adam LaChavir Eskorli Paulim. That's Pasha, but you're not allowed to say to your friend, hire me workers. Aval, but you're allowed to say to your friend, Omar Adam LaChavir HaNirish HaTamodi Mila Erev. You're allowed to say to your friend, who you want to hire after Shabbos, you know what, can we get together tonight? Let's get together tonight. That's it, without saying anything else. Without going into the pratim, that wouldn't be a problem. Umas Hisan, Mani, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. And the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the Tanya, who says this would be Mutter. The Tanakhama says you're not allowed to do this, make these preparations. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Omer, Omer Adam Lachavir Hanira Shetamoni Mila Erev. You're allowed to tell your friend that. And in general, we say sometimes thinking about things for after Shabbos theoretically could be mutter as long as you don't go into details. Many of you say, you know what, you want to go on vacation with us next month? Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, you want to go? You want to go to Disney World? Okay, but if you talk about pratim, what day, and how you're going to get there, and that's something that shouldn't be done on Shabbos. But the first step, possibly, wouldn't be a violation. My time is Rabbi Karcha. Why are you allowed to do this? Talk about it in this vague sense. Dechsiv, even though you're both thinking that it's about the hiring of the wages. Dechsiv, Mimsochefsacha Badaber Davar, Dibur Aser Hirur Mutter. Because the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Nunches that talks about having a difference on Shabbos. By the way, how do you remember which parak that's in Yeshayahu? Right? The Vikibato Mimsochefsacha. But Shabbos is all about Menucha, Nach, Yishayon Nunches. Easy way to remember it. It's all the psukim about these Rabbanans of Shabbos are in Yishayon Nunches. So the pasuk there says, Daber Dover. So we darshan from Daber Dover, Dibur is what's a problem. Dibur Aser is a violation, Hirur Mutter. But thinking about things that have to do with Divrei Chol is not in Isser. And that's what we say in Zmiris. Hirhu Rim Mutarim. Right, we talk about that whole Zmira is about halachos. Many Zmiris are about halachos of Shabbos, or the story of Shabbos, or Nasa Vinishma Amr Ke'echa, all of the beautiful Zmiris. So one of them is about halachos, and it quotes this idea. Dibrasa Hirhu Mutar. Is it a good thing to think about these Divrei Chol? It's not a good thing, but it's just not a violation. The Tur quotes that, when the Medrash, we all know that it says, on Shabbos you should feel ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. Feel as if everything's done. It's very difficult. It's very hard. Rav Dessler, at the beginning of I think Chelik Beis has an article on Shabbos where he has a discussion of this. You have to feel like everything's finished, and that's so. If everything's finished, then you wouldn't even think about things. But again, that's what it is allowed. Rav Yosef Engel here says, you know, maybe because it's impossible for normal people to control our thoughts. So for Chazal to have to say you can't even think about Dibrei Chol, certain things that'll be like in lo davar sof. So speaking, you can control your language. You can control your tibur. That's something you want to say something that you're in control of. But here would be more difficult. So says the Gemara, Rami le Rav Acha bar Rav Huna le Rava, Miyam Rav Yochanan Dibur Asur Hira Mutter. Does Rav Yochanan really say that Dibur is Asur of Dibrei Chol on Shabbos, that Hira would be Mutter? Alma, which would lead us to believe Hira Lav Kedibur Dami, which is Mashmah, that he says that Hira is Lav Kedibur in general, meaning thinking something is not like speaking it. There are many nafkaminas regarding that concept, but now we're going to prove. We think he says here is kedibur. You can always be maharer in divrei Torah. You could always be maharer in divrei Torah, except for in a bathroom or in a bathhouse. So you see from there, he said you can't even be maharer. Doesn't that prove that he holds hearer is kedibur? Because he says the hearer here is significant, and you're not allowed to think about Torah in the bathroom. The rest is no shiny hasan. That's a different halacha. That's not because hearer is kedibur. Even if hearer is not kedibur, you're still not allowed to be maharer. Why? To be inon over there, it says v'haya machanecha kadosh v'leka. Your camp should be holy, and it's not. Meaning it does not say the word davar there or dibur. Any hint? It just says your camp should be holy. And if your camp should be holy, even the thoughts should be holy in a place where, because thoughts are always holy, you shouldn't have those thoughts in a place that is not clean. And so the beautiful Rashi here. Rashi here says, "V'hayma machanecha kadosh." Rashi says, "V'taima mishum di Yisrael maharerin tamid b'divrei Torah." Jews are always thinking in Torah. Jews are always thinking in Torah. So therefore, that's ba'alacha. Meaning it's. That's part of the definition of a Jew. So it's nothing to do with dibur. It's that even hearer of a Jew has significance. Again, this relates to something we had a long time ago in Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, where it talks about Brachos HaTorah. Tosfos over there in Daf Yud Aleph asks the question of why, by all other mitzvahs, if there's a hefsek in between, you always make a new bracha. You sit in the sukkah 10 times after leaving for an hour in between, you make a new bracha. Every time you make a new bracha. What does Tosfos there say? What about Birchas HaTorah? Why only one bracha in the morning and that's it? Tosfos says, V'yishlomar, t'shayni Torah, she'eno miyaish daito, t'kol sha'a adam mechuyav lilmod, t'chsiv higisa b'yom v'alayla, v'habi kimo yoshiv ha'kol hayom below hefsek. Tosfos says there's something about a Jew. There's something is the back of his mind. He always wants to learn. And the rush here has a different over there has no. It's just that whenever we go somewhere, we always want to get back to learning. So it's always as if we're learning. But either way, that's this Rashi. Jews are mahar b'divrei Torah. That's the definition of a Jew, even if they don't know it. You know, they are mahar. They have that connection deep down to Torah. So asks. So that's where there's no raya back to the Gemara that here is kedibur. Ask the Gemara. Hachanami ksiv lo yira b'cha ervas davar. I got you. Tosfos the Gemara says because even over there by machanecha there is a lashon of dibur. So you should say the standard is dibur. And if hearer is a problem, doesn't that prove that hearer is kedibur dami? So the Gemara gets it. No, hahu. That pasuk is not referring to the issue of hearer kedibur or not. It's referring to whether you're allowed to say dvarim of kriyashma in certain places. But it's not about the hearer dibur issue. So don't ask me from that. What issue? Hahu in by the kedibur of Yehuda. Dam of Yehuda. Gemara. We also had in brachos akum arum. Also likwas kriyashma kenegdo. A akum who is arum. What is that allowed to say kriyashma? A naked akum, and not allowed to say kriyashma in front of them. That's what the halacha is referring to. Fine. Now the Gemara just has a side point. My arya akma for the Yisrael nami. What's the difference between an akum arum? What about a Yisrael arum? What's the difference? Of course. So where says lobi boy come? We're selling you a bigger chiddush. Very difficult havamina to understand. Lobi boy Yisrael. It's not only a Jew, a Yisrael. Could you not say kriyashma in front of him when he's not wearing anything? Da'aser aval akum kibud dechsiv be asher b'sar chamorim b'saram ema shaper dami. You might think that it's not a problem. Havamina being maybe that it's not based on any type of hearer. It's based on objective erva. An objective erva might have a different type of definition. Might not be erva. There, you know, sometimes there are different definitions of erva. Erva, you know, for what's a husband's allowed to see, what other people are allowed to see. There, that you can think of. Maybe that's the havamina, that there are different objective standards of what erva is, and kriyashma can only not be said in front of erva. Kamash malan, even in front of an akum arum, is also aser. Maybe the maskana is, it's based on hearer. l'maisa, and therefore there's no difference between psar akum and psar yisrael. Or the kamash one is that even akum has the status of erva. Eba hachinami. Maybe it's true that akum arab does not have the status. So amar kra, no, the ervas aviyam lo ro by Noach. It says they didn't see the nakedness of their father. Noach was not Jewish. He was a ben Noach, and therefore you see it, the Torah says erva even by Noach, which means that he had the status of erva. Period. Ask the Gemara now, going back to the previous din. V'dibur mi aser. So is speaking about divrei chol really aser? We have many examples that you're allowed to talk divrei chol on Shabbos. V'har Rav Chizkiya Rav Huma Amnuna Davi Chavayu cheshbonos shel mitzvah mutar l'chashvan b'Shabbos. Cheshbonos of a mitzvah, how much you're going to spend on doing a mitzvah, you're allowed to talk about and discuss on Shabbos. V'amar b'lazer poskin stachalaniyim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make appeals on Shabbos, and you're allowed to be posting stucco. Let's say you get an aliyah. You're allowed to be no dare certain money. That's what the Mishnah Berurah. There's a big discussion here whether it's right to say a specific amount. The Ramah says the minhag olam is to be mekel, but in Shin Vav, interesting, it talks all about buying seats on Shabbos and donating things on Shabbos. So he talks all about this discussion. He says you shouldn't give it on Shabbos, right? That's an issue of Mekach u'Memkar. You shouldn't give matanis on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah talks about giving to the Chasanim and the Bar Mitzvah boys. The Mishnah Berurah talks about that. They should do it before Shabbos, Bizochon behalf, Bikon it after Shabbos, all the tricks. But that's the Mishnah Berurah talks about that. Here, V'yam Rav Yaakov Ar-Idim, Rav Yaakov Ar-Fachim, Bikoch Revejim, Bikoch Rabim B'Shabbos. You're also allowed to discuss these issues on Shabbos. So Rishonim says, not mamish Bikoch Nefesh, you don't need you're allowed to talk about Pikoch Nefesh on Shabbos. No, you're allowed to do Pikoch Nefesh on Shabbos. But all of these other items, V'holchin L'Bati Knesios, you're allowed to go to Shul's L'Vakeach L'Skiram B'Shabbos to discuss Iskei Rabim. If you have a public need, you're allowed to discuss it on Shabbos. V'yom Ashur Barach Meni Yom Yochran, Holchin L'Tartios, L'Karkasos, L'Balis, Basilikaos, L'Vakeach L'Skiram B'Shabbos. You're allowed to go to all these centers and theaters for the Tzorech Rabim on Shabbos. V'tana Debe Menashe M'Shadchin, Al Tinokos Li'aris B'Shabbos. You're allowed to discuss Shiduchin on Shabbos. Again, even though they're not going on a date today, they're going on a date later in the week. V'al Tinokos Lam the Saper, we're going to send your kid to yeshiva, Ulalamda Umnis, and where you're going to teach them a trade. So all these things you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. So what do you mean? These are divrei chol. These aren't taking place on Shabbos. So the Gemara gives us the obvious answer. Amar kra, mimso chefsecha v'dabar davar, chafatsecha asurim, chefse shemayim mutarim. It said mimso chefsecha. So these aren't chefsecha, these are chefse shemayim. Stucco and marriage and even to teach us on a trade, we say is a mitzvah. All these things are, they're not divrei Shabbos, but there's still mutter to talk about on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do anything about it on Shabbos, but there's still a lot to talk about it on Shabbos. Period. Yeah, again, we just have to, this just the Musar Haskell from this whole Gemara, is that we have to be careful about what we say on Shabbos. What comes out of our mouth. I think there was a Tosfos that quoted Yerushalmi. I think he did it in the summer with Menachem. The Yerushalmi says, Bekoshi hitiru she'ilas shalom b'Shabbos. Right, did that Yerushalmi? Even saying hello to somebody. It was Bekoshi Imad. Shabbos is a special day. You've got to be very careful. We all have to be very careful what comes out of our mouth. So let's appreciate what Shabbos is all about. Four lines from the bottom. Amar Reb Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Cheshbonos shel malach v'shel mabakach mutar l'chashvan b'Shabbos. Cheshbonos of what malach, Rashi says, shel eitz hashin shalom. Something that doesn't apply to you. Like, you say, whoever wants to build a house has to spend this amount of money, even though you're not interested in buying a house. And you know, so, that's a cheshbon of malach. What's it to you? V'shel mabakach. Well, we'll see what that is in a minute. We'll see in a second. It's going to, Rashi on Amavez is going to explain it means something that happened already in the past. You know how much I paid for my house? Such and such. So, mutar l'chashvan b'Shabbos. Says this Raisa, you're allowed to discuss that on Shabbos. Tanya mihachi. Cheshbonos she'avru v'she'asidin lios. Cheshbonos that already or in the past, that you're not shaykh to you anymore, or cheshbonos that will come up in the future, asa l'chashvan, you're not allowed to be machshiv them, shel malach, v'shel mabakach mutar. But malach, meaning anything that does not pertain to you at all, or mabakach, Rashi says, she'avru already, mutar l'chashvan. Says the Gemara Braminu, Chosh v'cheshbonos she'in tzricha v'im mechash v'cheshbonos tzricha b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechash v'cheshbonos that you really don't need to figure out. But any cheshbonos that you do need, that you're not allowed to do, because that's a real tzarech of chol, and you're not allowed to do that. Ketzav, other examples. Omer adam l'chaveiro, kach v'kach po'olam motzeisi al sadazu. Kach v'kach dinar motzeisi al dirazu. You're allowed to say how much you spent 5 years ago on something, just to discuss, to shmooze. Aval lo yomar lo, but you're not allowed to say, kach v'kach motzeisi, kach v'kach ani yasid l'hotzi. this is what I spent, and you know what, this is what I'm going to spend. No, because that's talking about a real difficult that's on your plate right now. So, you see from here that it says, the stira being that here it says that you're not allowed to talk about something in the past, and earlier it said you are allowed to talk about in the first brisa mutar l'chashven b'shabbos. It says the Gemara that olatameh kashi l'chah higufa. Within the first brisa itself, you have a stira. Forget asking two different brisas. In the first brisa, yeah, in Yitanya Mihachi, on the bottom of the previous amud, it says she'avru is aser, talking about things that pass by is aser, but then it says she'mabakach is mutar. But Rashi says mabakach is things that pass by already. So it's a stira within the brisa. Ella, so how do you explain all these? What's mutar? What's aser? What's the question is, it's in the past, but did you finish the job yet? Do you still have wages that you have to pay? Agra's wages. Do you still have wages that you have to pay the workers? So all the times that it said that it's also to still talk about the past, that's where you still have wages. It's not a finished job yet. In the cases that it's mutter, that's a case where it's totally finished, totally in the past, just talking about something that happened already. Ein machshichin. Okay, so that's, again, just about details of what you're allowed to discuss. If it's something that's on the table that you're involved in, you're buying a house, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're not allowed to talk about that on Shabbos. But if it's something in history, 10 years ago, how much did you pay for your house? Oh, good, oh, so real estate went up. Something in general that's not lamaisa right now, there's more flexibility. Okay, says the next line. The Mishnah says, "Ein machshichin." Right, you're not allowed to go to the end of the tchum. We said to do something that is also to do on Shabbos. Taner Rabbanan, maisa b'chassid echad. There was a chassid, one pious person, that his field, his fence on his field got broken on Shabbos. V'nimlach alei l'gadra. And he had in mind to fence it up. V'nizkar, and he thought it was weekday. And he had in mind to fence it up. V'nizkar sheshabbos. And then he remembered, I veit Shabbos. I shouldn't have even thought that. V'nimna osa chassid v'lo gadra. So that chassid did not even touch his field during the week. He said he was kones himself. The Ritva here says that he was konis himself because he was upset that even though he was a shogig, he shouldn't have been thinking these thoughts on Shabbos. He was such a chassid. And wasn't go there yet. He didn't close it up even during the week because he wanted to give himself a knas, a fine. Benasa lo nes, and a nes happened. For also both slaf, and a slaf bush went up. Umimena haisa parnasasa u parnasas anche beso. It was a big nes, a slaf bush, a nice big tree went up, and he had enough parnasa from there for him and for his family for a long time. So this is the story about somebody who thought about doing a melacha on Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer here says that Dan, there's a machlokas rishonim whether there's a concept called gilgul neshamos. It's a machlokas rishonim. But the Chazam Sofer here quotes earlier Svarim that the Gemara says that who was the Mekoshesh? One of the opinions, who the Mekoshesh was, who gathered the wood was Slafchad. That's one of the opinions. So some say that this Chassid, the Chazam Sofer quotes, this Chassid was a Gilgal of Slafchad because what tree grew? The Tzlaf. Slafchad. Tzlaf is the Tzlaf bush, Chad with sharp leaves. So they say that this was a Tikkun that he had to come down to be misakein this his avera. Remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael a couple of years ago? So there's a place called Naot Kedumim right near Ramodi, and there's one place you could go see the Lamates Malachas. There's one place that you could go see this. They have by the Mitzora, they have an Ezov and like something very tall, very short, beautiful, unbelievable place. So they have one place where they have the Tzlaf bush, and it says in there this Chazal that's how he got his name, because it was the type of bush that is sharp, that's chad. You put your hand in, you can put your hand in, but the thorns get you on the way out. But that's this issue. It's slough. The Gilyoni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel also says here, just one more ha'ara, and that is, he says, why did he do this to himself, this chassid? So he says, based on what I just said before, that the reason that you're allowed to be maharher on Shabbos and you're not allowed to talk is because we can't control our thoughts. You know, come on. We can't control it. But this chassid, he was upset at himself because he thought, really, here her maker, then maybe should be Yasser. But generally, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us flexibility because we can't control it. But Chassid, this Chassid should have been able to control. That's what he says. He said, nearly at the Dvashah, Hutar Ahira, who rak Avor She'en Adam Shalab Baruchah Milaharer. V'yalkarchav Zesh, Haya Chassid, Uboshel B'Yisra B'Yoser, V'hai B'Kocha Lazar, as well, he should have, Shur Hira, Chait L'Gabe. So therefore, it's Kazir D'Chait, therefore, he was Konis himself. And he says, Kein Shamati Shenimsa B'Sefer Echon Me'agdolim V'Nishkach Mimeni. Okay, I saw it somewhere. I don't remember where. But he says that's the type of really machshava we me'ikra din can't control, but inherently we should try. Okay, Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mut Adam Lama Lachaveiro, Lekrach Ploni Ani Holik Lamachar. You're allowed to tell your friend, you know what, I'm going to the such and such a city tomorrow. Shem Yesh Burganin Holech. Because after all, remember the Mishnah said that if there's anything that you theoretically could do on Shabbos, you could talk about? So too here, and you could be Machshich. So Shmuel says, because theoretically you could have put little huts from your town to the next town, and it wouldn't be outside the Tchum, so even though you didn't put the huts, and there is no extension of the Tchum, it's still mutter to talk about. It's considered theoretically something that would be mutter for you to do on Shabbos. Tanan, but we ask a kashya from our Mishnah. In Machshich al Tchum, Liskar Polam Lahavi Peiros. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum in order to hire workers right after Shabbos or to bring fruit, because those are usher activities on Shabbos. So Bishop al Liskar Polam, the Shabbos lo Masi Aga. I understand hiring workers is totally usher on Shabbos. Elahavi Peiros, but to bring fruit, why shouldn't you be able to be Machshich? In other words, why is that an usher activity on Shabbos? Leimush Emisha Mechitzas, maybe. Just like we said, if there were huts here, I would be able to go to the next town. Say, if there was a Mechitza here, I would be able to take these fruit, because it wouldn't be outside the Tchum. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about, no, you had fruit that was still attached to the tree. So it's nothing to do with Hotzah. What does it have to do with? Mechubar? L'chora Kotzer. L'chora, I would have said Kotzer. We'll get to that in a minute. We have another brisa of Reboshia, which says you're not allowed to be machshich to bring straw, two types of straw. Tevin is a processed straw, and kash is raw straw. So bishul kash mekach lo bechubar. By kash, I understand that's mechubar, and that would be a problem to cut. But Tosas here points out kash is all dried out. If something is totally dried out and it doesn't need the ground anymore, it's not kotzer. Tosfos says it's chorish, that you're making the ground better. It's yipui karko. Either way, it's one of the malachas. So I understand by kasha that could work. Ela teven heichem mishkachas la, but teven, that's processed straw. That's not going to be attached. So what's the malacha? Maybe you could say, so if it's not attached anymore, so then it should be theoretically mutter to do that on Shabbos. So why shouldn't you be able to be machshich on the tchum to bring it? So Gemara says, no, but tivnasario. We're talking about putrid smelling straw, which is muksa. And that's the isser that would be involved here, period. But again, theoretically, if it's something that could be defined as a mutter activity on Shabbos, in some way, then you'd be able to be machshich on the tchum to get it on Shabbos. Tashma, the next Mishnah says as follows, on the next Amud. You're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to write at the Shabbos, take care of dvarim of a kala and dvarim of a mace. So we're mashma that only activities related to a mace and a kala is mutter, but similar activities, not for a mace and a kala, would be aser. What are those similar activities? Bishlama acher dumi tzakala. I know what the similar activity for a kala is. Mishkachas lalum migzalei asa, to cut off these hadas branches that they used to bring to a wedding. So that's aser to do on a regular Shabbos, and therefore it's also to do on Shabbos, so it's also to be machshich to do it after Shabbos, and it'll be mutter to do for a kala because it's tzarech mitzvah. Ela mace my nihu, but by a mace, what's the issue? What are you not allowed to do? Lahavi lo arn v'tachrichin. It would be to bring a coffin and tachrichin. Viktani, what does the Mishnah say? Mace in aval acher lo. But the Gemara says, v'lamai, le'mesh yivsha mechitzas maybe. Just like we said before. Just like theoretically you can set up the huts and be within this chum, so don't do here. You can set up mechitzas around. Right? You can't say the arn and tachrichin are connected, can you? So the Gemara says, no, mace ami mishkachas lo. There's also something that would be usher for sure by a mace. Lemigza lake lima. If you're going to have to cut and make the tachrichin fit and make them perfectly, that also would be a malacha that you would have to do. Again, what malacha is that? That might be tikkun, that might be tofer, that might be something related to the sewing process, any of that. So that's why that's what would be usher to do on Shabbos. So you wouldn't even be able to be machshich on the tchum to do it right after Shabbos, unless it's l'tzarech kala or l'tzarech mace. Next, aval machshichin. But the Mishnah said that you ought to be machshich in order to guard your fruit. I don't think I translated this fully. I'm just remembering it now. In the Mishnah, it said you're allowed to go to the end of the tchum to just guard your fruits, right, without plans to do any malacha. And then after Shabbos, once you're there and you went to guard it, you could bring fruit back home with you, as long as you didn't go for that purpose. That's what the Mishnah had said. So says the Gemara, you're going to be allowed to bring back this fruit and violate the malacha, even though you didn't make havdalah yet? But what do you mean? You're not supposed to do any malacha before you make havdalah. Right, so what do you mean you're going to schlep this back before Abdullah? V'chitei medadu b'tfila. Hey, he already said atachar antanu. He said Abdullah in tfila. V'yamar b'yudu mashmua. That doesn't work. Hamavdil b'tfila tzorach she'abdullah alakos. We know there are two parts of Abdullah. In tfila and alakos. A couple of years ago, if you remember, Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea in one of his drushes what the purposes of the two Abdullahs are. What's the purpose of Abdullah in tfila and what's the purpose of Abdullah alakos? But either way, we say you have to make Abdullah alakos in order to then do malacha. V'chitei medadu alakos. And if you say, no, he made Abdullah. So kos basada miika, what, you have grape juice in the field? You know, how can you say you made Abdallah? So talk about Rabbi Nasan bar Ami Kabed Rava, Binakiso Shano. No, you did have a kos there. You're by the wine press, out in the field. So you have plenty of grape juice there. Answer number one. Umli Rav Abel Rav Ashi. Rav says another shot of Ravashi. Bima Rava, out west, Amrinan Hachi. We used to do the following. Sound familiar? Hamavdil ben kodesh lachol v'yavdin etzurchet. We used to say the line Hamavdil ben kodesh lachol, and then we used to do malacha, right? How do we? Any of us go home from shul? Right? Say Hamavdil ben kodesh lachol. If you forgot to say atachar antanu, or even if you did say it, you should say Hamavdil ben kodesh lachol, and then you drive home. So that's what, based on this gemara right here in Marava, they used to say Hamavdil ben kodesh lachol, and then we used to do whatever we needed. Amar Rav Ashi ki Avida beRav Kahana Havi Amar Habad beKodesh Lachol Umisal Sinan Silsi. Rav used to say that. Then he used to cut some firewood in order to use. Interesting Rashi here. Hamavdi beKodesh Lachol. Rashi says Lahekera BaAlma LaLavos Es Hamelach. We said it Laheker BaAlma to be Malava the King. The Rashba and other Rishonim say it sounds like from Rashi that you don't say Shem Hashem. You just say Baruch Hamavdi Kodesh Lachol. If you look in the Rif, if you look on Rabbeinu Chananel right here, you see the second to last line of Rabbeinu Chananel. Tzarech Lahazkir Bracha B'Shem Umalchus. The less Garami Birchas Mir Birchas Abitzvot. Right? If you think about it, it's very unusual. Baruch Hamavdi Kodesh Lachol. What is that? What are we doing? It's not a Bracha. Bracha needs Bracha Hashem. But it's based on this Rashi. Rashi and the Rashba here say, it seems like from Rashi, that you're doing it with Achim and Malchus. Because really, you made Havdalah, and you're going to make Havdalah. And this is just as a Heker Ba'alma, that you want to be Malava, the Shabbos Malka out. So that's why you have to say it. But really, Mikra Din is not called a Bracha, according to Rashi. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's Shir was Refuah Shleima, Chaya Hadus Bas, Rachel. Okay, Slichos Liyom Chamishi.